This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Democrats' historic boundary breakers joined forces Wednesday night at the party's national convention, pleading for Joe Biden's diverse coalition to put voting ahead of everything else this fall to save the nation from what they call the chaotic leadership of U.S. President Donald Trump. Their overriding message, don't just complain about President Trump, vote because your lives and democracy itself may be at stake. Hillary Clinton, the first woman nominated for president by a major party, spoke ahead of Barack Obama, the nation's first president, and Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate and the first black woman on a major party ticket. Democratic convention takeaways are to make history and pound President Trump. Now, throughout the night, the Trump campaign responded to Democratic statements and one message. Responding to former President Barack Obama's support for Joe Biden, Trump staffers said 4 years ago Obama advised Biden not to run for president. The campaign then criticized Obama's own policy, saying that Trump has succeeded in many areas where Obama failed. They cite some of Obama's trade deals as examples, more specifically the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which Trump says would have decimated even more jobs and continued Joe Biden's decades-long record as a U.S. senator of helping foreign countries at the expense of working-class Americans. Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump's run for a second term. More than 784,000 people have now died internationally from COVID-19. It's about 173,000 in the United States. And there are more than 22 million confirmed infections globally, with the U.S. making up more than 5.5 million, Brazil more than 3.4 million, and India more than 2.7 million. No other country has reached 1 million confirmed cases, although